Utah House Democrats hope to combat the state's growing teacher shortage with a package of bills aimed to train and retain classroom teachers. The legislation is currently being drafted and would make improving teacher mentorship a priority. KUER's Lee Hale has the story.
Representative and former teacher Joel Briscoe says there's a belief that's fundamental to the new bills he's been working on.
You cannot say that the most important thing that happens to a child in school is the quality of their teacher and then say anyone can do it.
Briscoe represents District 25, located in the Sugar House neighborhood of Salt Lake, and he says the state does a poor job of training new teachers, which affects teacher quality and can lead to burnout. Teachers are more likely to stay in the classroom if they're adequately trained and supported. That's why mentorship is front and center with the new legislation. Here's the idea.
There would be a teacher assigned to them who would be able to come in and watch them teach while they teach, who would be able to come in and co-teach with them, who would be able to put their arm around their shoulder, literally and figuratively, and help them become the teacher that they can be.
Now, on paper, most new teachers in the state already have a mentor teacher.
The name on the paper means nothing. The issue is time.
Effective mentoring is more than a casual conversation in the lunchroom. Effective mentoring is more than a periodic email.
Mary Burbank is the assistant dean at the University of Utah's College of Education, and she says good, quality mentoring is a lot of work. Mentor teachers need to be trained. It's a lot different than being in front of a classroom. And these teachers already have a lot on their plate.
For teachers who are very busy and overburdened, asking them now to take on a mentoring role without compensations is challenging.
Burbank hopes the new legislation will address these needs, and Briscoe says it will, along with an increase in teacher pay and financial help with college loans and house payments. All this, of course, comes at a cost. But to Briscoe, the cost is more like an investment he feels that is long overdue. Lee Hale, KUER News.